Drinks.
Hey, hello. Welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover. Sometimes I just forget how to start the show. Today I am joined by my guest co-host, Amy Albert. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Hello, hello.
Hello. And we are joined today by a comedian and the founder of the Black Women in Comedy Festival, Marian Yasufu.
Awesome.
Hello, ladies. Hello.
I really do need one of those like sound boards that just make. Actually, there is. Wait, there's like a thing here. Oh, but it doesn't do that. It just does like. Let me see it. Will it? Did you hear clapping? That was weird. You didn't hear it.
Okay. That was
supposed to be clapping. I need one though that is like, yeah, like. Anyway, hello everyone. So let's get to it. I have three kids. They are all boys. I have a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old, and an 11-year-old. Amy, what's the situation?
Oh my god, he's 11. I have two.
Yeah, he just turned 11. Oh, and he's so my full god. Of sassafras and feelings.
Oh, I have two. My girl is 6 and my boy is 3.
Marian, what is happening over there?
Oh my gosh, y'all. Okay. Thank God the 14-month-old booger is down, but y'all experienced it. Y'all experienced the screeches. Okay, let me stay focused. I have a 14-year-old phenomenal human teen. Aww. And then I have a 14-month-old Tasmanian phenomenal being. And then I have a bonus child who is 7 years old and living his best life in Boston. He's got wealthy family. Listen, I'm just saying, if you're going to have a bonus child, let that bonus child be like a future Donald Trump. And oh, no! 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 Okay, I think what happened was my internal feelings about how he behaved when he's here with his daddy combined with how I feel about how rich he is made that Freudian slip happen. What I'm saying is, this is my future. My bonus child is an incredibly rich, affluent, problematic child. Man, this is a lot coming out. This was not supposed to be therapy. I'm a stop.
Oh my God.
That's so awesome.
Marian, it's been a pleasure. Where can people follow you?
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, how can I come back? I'm going to have to sex up my partner for like a year after this, if he listens to this.
On one hand, I'm like, do you want to edit that out? And on the other hand, that is one of the funniest things.
Don't edit it. It's my life. Oh, it's real.
That was amazing. That was amazing. You know, and I have a bonus child who just really loves order. They're going to be like a future Mussolini. Anyway. That's maybe giving him a little too much credit. All right. Okay.
That is so funny. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you have a 14-month-old baby. You have a 7-year-old bonus child who lives most of the time across the country. Oh, yeah. We're in Los Angeles. Are you in Los Angeles, Marian?
We're in Orange County,
cool.
Which is what I say when I tell casting directors, yes, I'm in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I'm in Los Angeles.
I'm an LA local.
And then you have a 14-year-old. Wow. So you just have so many. stages going on at once.
Wow. I tell my son, you know, listen, I can't wait for menopause because y'all prepared me. Because I feel like I'm in menopause now because of all the different ranges of energy that I'm receiving from these beings. I'm running hot all the time. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Time. Yeah. Yeah. Oof. Wait, so, okay, so your 14-year-old is a boy?
Yeah.
And your bonus child is also a boy?
Yeah.
And then your 14-month-old is a girl?
Woo!
I did it.
Woo, yes.
Okay, wow.
You did it.
Wow, that is so much happening. Okay, I am fascinated. Well, we had some technical difficulties coming in today, so let me get right to it so that we have time to really enjoy ourselves today. Let me tell you what has been going on. A lot has been going on. Nothing has been going on. I mean, a couple little things, I guess. So we have family coming into town this Friday, and it's the first time we've had, like, guests at our house since pre-pandemic, and I'm sort of freaking out. On one hand, there are most sort of low, like we don't have to entertain.
Low maintenance.
Yes, exactly. They're very low maintenance relatives. It's my dad and my stepmom, and my sister. But it's also stressful because you want everyone to think that you're doing a good job and think that your home is nice and not like a garbage pit hellhole that you've been. Not even living in, just existing in, surviving in for the last year and a half. So it's gotten real dirty. It's real messy. I thought I would take September to clean it, and that has seen very minimal results, in part because I said, I'm taking September off, but I don't know what off means other than I'm not taking anything really off so much as I'm adding extra responsibilities. So I don't know. I'm so freaked out that they're going to come and see how filthy a house is, that our house is, and just be like, oh, this is horrible and sad and disgusting, you know, and that would be, honestly, I wouldn't blame them for thinking that. The other thing that's sort of going on is, so none of this is like breaking me, although that's pretty close to breaking me, I have to say. And I cleaned the kids' room, and I literally took an empty Swiffer, like with a Swiffer without the pad on it, and I used it to just shovel all of the stuff into a corner of their room. And then you know what? I'll just only talk about this because the other thing's not even important. So I used that to shovel things into a corner, and then I just didn't have the time or bandwidth because my body is 1,000 years old, and nowadays, mm-hmm. when I clean, I'm just done for the day, and my body hurts for like 2 days after.
Can I tell you? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, like, cleaning is such. Is for. Okay, I have a question. Did you guys grow up in homes that were clean or not? Like, or because I grew up in a very, very cluttered, very messy home.
Oh.
My mom. And my dad, like when my mom and dad were married, the place, like every counter had just shit piled for days. And then when we moved in with my stepdad and his kids, it was the house was just fucking gross. And I found out it's because my parents lived in this rented house in San Jose for like 15, 16 years. And it was owned by the water company. It was supposed to be torn down. And so they had it in their brains that if they complained about all the broken shit, that they were going to go, oh, wait, we're supposed to tear this down. Because they were only paying $1,500 a month for like a 5-bedroom place, you know, in San Jose. But that was before San Jose was cool. San Jose used to suck. Anyway, so I'm like, do you know how many of my ex-boyfriends live there? Trust me, you don't want to. So, but yeah, so like cleaning, like wasn't a priority, I felt like. But as I get older, like, I'm a scattered, messy person, but everything is very bleached and clean. Because I think living with, like, that layer of filth kind of, like, traumatized me. But yeah. I'm still very messy. So are you, like, Bessie, I know that you are a very organized person mentally, and you're very good at pre-planning. So I would assume that your house is very – is in order.
Oh, well, some background. I would say it wasn't until my 30s that I was like, oh, let me get this, the whole thing together. Because I was like too busy living a very creative life, too busy worrying about money, too busy being drunk or high all the time.
Yeah.
Marianne, it's not good. Marianne's dancing. She's like, yes, I feel it. It wasn't until, like my sort of mid 30s, maybe early 30s, where I was like, oh, I can be a clean person. And we were too broke to ever like hire anyone to clean. So it was, and my husband, it wasn't his forte. So, sure. So I felt like it was always kind of landing on me. So now I have the urge and want, if I'm left alone, I would live very clean and organized because I'm a big fan of like everything has a place and what is it? A place for everything and everything in its place. I do love a clean environment, but the problem is, and I'm sure you both experienced this, is that I will clean and break my back to clean and then I will turn around and an hour later, it's messy. That's actually a part of what kind of broke me about this experience is that I cleaned their room. And then fucking this morning, it's like, what are these dirty Kleenexes doing on this couch? Why are there old pajamas laying on the floor? Why can someone just not put the top on the toothpaste and put the toothpaste in this cup right here where it goes? So yeah, my house is very messy. My husband, you know, I've said this before a million times on the show. He has ADHD, so he is constantly spinning plates and breaking plates, and it's hard for him to manage that sort of stuff because he's just got a lot happening in his brain, and like cleaning and remembering to put shit away. So I'm always like picking up after him too, just sort of seeing his things to completion. Like if he makes a lunch or something, I'll come back into the kitchen and everything will be kind of out and need to be put away and dealt with. Oh, Marianne, just FYI, this show, it's all about interrupting. It's a conversation. So feel free to interrupt, do bits, go on tangents, whatever, what have you. Okay. So my house is super messy and it's gotten extra super messy and dirty because there's always been people in the house for the last year and a half, and no one ever goes anywhere, no one ever leaves, and honestly to do stuff I need to be alone. And the kids definitely need to not be here. And I'm also realizing I really do value time when my husband is also not here. I really like being alone. The first 10 years of my life or so, I was an only child who played alone. So having that like sort of quiet, empty brain space, empty brain space. I need to empty my brain.
It's like, you need a clean slate.
I need a clean slate, Amy.
I get it.
I feel like you guys are both like telling me stuff that is either triggering or or I'm healing. I'm not sure, but like Amy talked about the clutter, and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, my house, we were clean. My parents are educators, right? And so they felt like, okay, my mom was straight up, I'm definitely sure, rest up, she's up in heaven, y'all, rest in peace, but she was definitely a hoarder.
Oh, huh?
But my dad was not. My dad's like a whole scientist, and so everything is like, if we do the hypothesis of everything, was hypothesis. Dad, Peter Gonzalez said no. I asked him if, what, does he like me? And he checked no. Well, if we do the hypothesis of why we brought you to America, no, that's not what my broken heart wants to hear.
My dad was a scientist too, and same shit. Yeah, my dad was that, but yeah.
So you know,
I do know.
You know. Yes. What kind of bullshit?
He was always trying to like make it logical, and I'm like, I'm a girl. I can't be logical.
My face is on the floor. I need my daddy to pick it up. My daddy was like, we didn't bring you here to America for a boy. What?
Yes.
That's not what I was trying to talk about. What I was trying to say is that, yeah, I think I definitely connect with all of these pieces. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's this. Oh my God. And then like my partner, I'm like, I kind of want to test him for something. I think something, I don't know. I'm just saying like, he's a little bit older than me. And it's like, I don't think back in Italy, they were testing kids for any of those things like ADHD or
he grew up in Italy
and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, he's from Italy. So,
cool.
I mean, yeah. Men, I don't know a ton. I've never been to Italy.
Tell me.
I don't get the sense though. It's like a culture where they're like, hey, men, cleaning is your thing.
Yeah. That feels right.
Repeat that. I heard, hey, men, cleaning is, and then.
Cleaning is not your thing. Is cleaning a thing that they teach?
Yeah, men don't.
Do in Italy? Is that culturally a?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
It's like
yeah,
women's that's, work. Yeah, okay, got
that's kind of what right. I figured. Yeah. So he may have just been brought up to not think about that shit.
Oh my gosh, that's another, my brain is like.
Oh, yeah, especially if he's like a little older. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't, oh my gosh, I feel like 100 times better. I've been looking at him like, you might be on the spectrum, boo-boo.
I mean, but it's not also be on the spectrum.
That's true. He can also be on the spectrum.
But I'm a behavioral therapist, so I'm always looking for signs in every space that I'm in. That's, I'm like, big ups to the ABA therapist and the BCB agent and all of the gangsta folks on spectrum and autism. Y'all are my superheroes. Listen,
whoa, she's dabbing. Big ups. She's dabbing. Big ups.
Come on. Dabbing. Come on.
I love that you're like, look, I am constantly out in the world diagnosing people.
Oh no! That is, now it's out. It's true.
That is really funny.
It's so true. That's why I'm always listening. I'm always like,
yeah.
I just did an episode of this show yesterday, I think it was, and I was talking about how if I ever had a time machine and went back in time, I would be diagnosing everyone, just like, you have allergies, you need glasses, this person like is very depressed, this person is on the spectrum, this like, because right, because I feel like it's not until
you wouldn't go back and get Hitler, you would just walk around diagnosing everybody. I wouldn't take Hitler out, but I would be like, you have some self-esteem issues.
Oh my God. So. Speaking of triggered, I did, this is so embarrassing. So I did Matt Besser's improv podcast one time. Which is, oh my God, what is it fucking called? human improv for humans. I was so excited to be asked.
Yeah.
The audience had like a prompt question. And so he brought it to, he was like, if you had a time machine, what would you do? And this was in front of an audience for this show that I was so excited to do with this person that I respect and look up to and want to him to think I'm amazing. And so my answer was, well, obviously I'd want to kill Hitler. And it's like, okay, so how would you do it? And then I proceeded. It was so fucking stupid and mortifying. I was like, I would probably go, you know, like essentially I was like, I would go to the end of the war where he was with Ava what's her fuck, Ava Braun in the fucking eagle's nest, and I would kill him then. And he's like, at the end of the war, at the after the Holocaust already happened, you would kill him then. And I was like, oh no.
Damn it.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh no.
Oh man.
That's so embarrassing. Man. Like, how did I botch that? All you have to be is like, I would find baby Hitler. I would kill baby Hitler. I'd be his, you know, babysitter, and I would kill baby Hitler. It would have been so easy.
Speaking of Hitler, I feel like that name, man, I was like, this is how, I don't know how y'all like discipline your children, but I'd be like, just be happy I named you Seth. I could have named you. Like, yeah, exactly. Listen. I'm not saying that I'm doing it right. I'm just saying that.
Oh my God.
Like, to each their own. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all these kids, they need to know how privileged they are. You know what I mean? Like, you are lucky you were named. The name is in the Bible. Everyone likes that name. Heck, you're even like named after a cool comic character. Listen, you're welcome.
Look, if you don't shape up, I am going to name you Hitler. Watch me.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I have money for legal fees. I will do it, Seth. Watch your back.
That's listen, so good.
All I said is meet me in the parking lot. Don't who asked you to go to Mobile? No, Mobile. Is that how you say Mobile, the gas station? Did anybody say go spend your $2 at Mobile?
Oh, Marion. Every day I go to pick up my 11-year-old from school. I text him, I will be there in 20 minutes. Sometimes I even text him again, be there in 5 minutes. Sometimes I text him, meet me in the parking lot next to the art building. He never. And usually what happens is I show up and he's very surprised that I am there. And then, sometimes, one time he was too busy playing a game on his phone. And I was like, okay, well, I will see you in the car. So goodbye. Yeah, nobody. Sorry.
Wait, he has a phone?
Yeah, we got like strong-armed into letting our 11-year-old have an iPhone at school.
Oh.
Because the school was like, it would be really nice if they had a phone because they could then come with their daily pass and like check in. And then he was like, everybody's got their phone. And then he was at after school and he was like, everyone's having fun on their phones and like playing games together. And I am not. And everything's super sad. And we're just like, fuck it.
Oh,
what a precious tween. Oh, that tween age. Oh.
Seriously.
Wait for the tea.
Oh, shit. Oh,
it is fast approaching. Oh boy.
About to go down.
Yeah. So the school pressured you? The school was like, it would be great.
Pretty much. Mm-mm. They were like, if you can just have them come with their daily pass on their phone, it would make everything faster and easier. And so, of course, then, because he goes to a school that's 6 through 12, of course, all the kids who are older have phones.
Oh, and so. Yeah.
He's in sixth grade, and so he already had a phone, but it didn't have a phone plan. It was just a glorified iPad.
Right.
And he was like, I really can't use the Wi-Fi here because it's shitty. He didn't say that. But I hear a baby crying.
She's up, y'all.
Oh, are you home alone?
Hip Papa just left.
Oh, y'all. Shit. Do you need to go get that baby?
I got to get the baby.
I'm so sorry, Marriott.
This is how I gear up. I'll be right back.
What did that mean, how she gears up?
I don't know. I was into it, though. Getting ready.
So here, I'll just... Yeah, so Amy, it's a mess. It's... I did not appreciate being pressured into, strong-armed into getting him a phone plan.
Of course.
And so now he has a phone, and of course, he and his friends...
He's a baby! He's a baby!
Hi. This is a beautiful baby. Oh my gosh. I could not be more mad that your screen is like pixelated on my end right now because I need to see this gorgeous baby.
Hi, baby. Look at her.
Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. She's so cute. She's eating a snack because she's a little baby.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, ladies. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
She had at least 30 minutes left of her nap.
Okay.
She's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No worries. I guess we just have to look at this cute baby now.
I guess I just have to like feel happy feelings because of this cute baby's here.
Look at this baby who loves you and wants to like touch your face and love you. Oh my gosh. Look at her. She's like, what are you doing? What is this? All right. Anyway, so let me just turn all the way back around just to say that when I was cleaning my boy's room, I shoveled everything into two full garbage bags, like mm-hmm. overflowing with fucking nonsense, of mm-hmm. books, random paper, crayons, weird toys, stuffed animals, just like random garbage all around their room. And then and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to, I guess, go through those bags. I tell them to do it, but I know that will not happen by Friday when my sister is supposed to be sleeping in that room with them. Oh my God. So that's where I'm at. That's what's been breaking me. And then of course my 11-year-old last night was like, where's the blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh, was it in your bed? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I made your bed. And so I took all the random stuff, and he was like, what, threw it away? And I was like, no, I put it in these bags in the hallway. And he's like, he was so mad.
Can you threaten to throw it away?
And then I should,
because that's my go-to. I mean, I'm like, if you do not eat breakfast, I will gather up every single thing that you own. I will put it in these bags. You can watch me out the window. I will carry it to the big old dumpster. Like, I'm, yeah.
Come on. And I will.
It's the only thing that works.
Also, then name you Hitler. There we go.
Oh, no. I'm like, yeah, man.
I love it. This whole episode is about going nuclear.
Family loves listening to podcasts in the car, but for obvious reasons, I don't play my kids my podcast. That's why I'm excited because Wondery has put out a new podcast called Melon's House Party. It's a musical podcast for the whole family to enjoy together. Melon is an 8-pound dog with a 1,000-pound heart, and she and her friends, when their humans are away, have a party with show-stopping songs, endearing characters, and laughs for all ages. That's the important part. This is one party you won't want to miss. On Melon's House Party, all the objects in the house can sing, from the couch to the fridge. Melon is our ears and our eyes in the magical musical world that is right beneath our noses. Join the adventure as Melon and her best friend, Couch. That is dog's best friend, isn't it? It's not humans, it's the couch. So join the adventure as Melon and her best friend, Couch, go viral on the internet. Or follow along as Melon runs for mayor of her dog park.
Each episode will keep you laughing and singing along. With a memorable cast of characters, Melon's House Party is a musical adventure your family won't want to miss. Listen to Melon's House Party on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen ad-free and early right now by subscribing to Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts or Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
2020 was a real doozy. And if you're anything like everyone else, you might be feeling like it's time to get some help and talk with someone. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I don't know anyone who isn't struggling right now, and it doesn't hurt to reach out for help. You deserve to feel happy. So what is therapy exactly? Well, it's whatever you want it to be. You can get help with motivation, depression, anxiety. Maybe you're having anger issues, stress, dealing with insecurity in relationships or at work, maybe difficulties with your romantic relationships or your kids, whatever you need. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. I tried it out and I was amazed at how easy it was to find a therapist, and I was really impressed by how quickly they reached out to me. So join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. You got to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help everyone else. So for Why Mommy Drinks listeners, BetterHelp is going to give you 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/drinks. So again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drinks. And let's slide into 2021 feeling strong, happy, and healthy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Amy, please tell us what has broken you.
All right. Well, I was going to tell a story about actually this thing I did with my husband where I was a complete dickbag, but I'll save that for next time.
Why?
Well, because something else happened yesterday that kind of triggered something that like I wanted to bring up because it was amazing kind of like what I kind of concluded about the whole situation. So, So my son is 3.5. He is gorgeous. He's hilarious. He's the kindest little monkey. He is taller than his 6-year-old sister, who is also very tall. Whoa. My husband is 6'5". So he's so he's like when we take him
to the giant. He's a giant,
and so much so that people think that he's much older. So we had a
situation. Oh, I thought you met your husband.
My husband. They're like, why are you married to that old ass man? And I'm like, I don't know. He's just tall.
He's just tall.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell. I can't see his face because he's tall. Is he old? I don't know. Is he old? So both of my kids like have that gene. They're both very tall. My daughter is, like appropriately tall. My son is freak show tall. Like he's very, very tall. And so
freak show tall.
So I like and you know, it's crazy when you have this little boy who's a little boy who's so tall that
three
people
and a
like
half
assume
is very young.
Yeah, 3.5 is a baby. Yeah. Baby, yeah. So people assume that he's at least 6. And we actually had this instance where my husband and I had a call back together on the weekend. So we had to bring both kids into the room. And my daughter, of course, was a perfect angel, just sat in the corner and was like, my son saw that we were on the screen. He was like, what? And immediately came into the screen. He put his face right up to the camera. He was like, hello, hello. It was so insane. And the clients for the commercial were in there, and like all of the clients on Zoom across. And I was like, what do you want me to do, dude? You had us. We don't have a sitter. It's COVID. So obviously, you know, and he was very charming to me. I don't know. And when we came in, the guy, for instance, and this is not what I, but just as an example, people think he's older. The guy who, like, the director was like, what's his name? Oh, this is Charlie. Oh, what's Charlie, 5 or 6? We go, no, he's 3. And he goes, Jesus, you know, like shit like that. It's like a constant, you know, it's like a constant thing that we hear. So,
Jesus Christ.
He's a giant! And I'm like, I know. Not for me. And honestly, though, one of the fears I had with him is that my daughter she's going to be this tall, you know, leggy blonde, and that my son somehow would get like the Jew side and he'd be all short and he'd be like, this is a nightmare. And I'd be like, yeah, I know, welcome. So anyway, So that is not happening, it appears. And so my son also is, and I've talked about this before on the show, speech delayed. And,
oh, right.
And pretty dramatically, you know, like he's in school now and he's improved exponentially. Like he's saying full sentences now, you know, he's getting it. He's an incredibly bright boy. He's potty trained, you know, he's picking up every other thing. And it's not like he's behind.
He's potty trained. Yeah. 3.5. Yeah. Right on.
Thank you.
Yes.
God, yeah. What a nightmare. Yeah. Thanks. Lots of tear shit, I'll tell you what. Lots of stepping in shit on the floor. All right. So that has been my life first.
Oh, stepping in shit.
So he's very, very tall, and you oftentimes can't understand what he's saying. Now, I can understand what he's saying. I speak Charlie. I'm fluent. We all do. And his teachers do too. But my husband and I are very protective, and we're often worried about what others will perceive. And so, yes, so yeah. We're triggered. And I realized something about myself. So yesterday I went to pick him up, and I was with my daughter. And my son
that is the sound, dear listener, of a baby shaking something that makes sound.
Yes.
And babies are going to do that.
Is that baby eating a whole apple? That's awesome.
It's either that or the sound.
Good. No, that's awesome.
We're just going to watch.
Oh, of course. Oh,
anyone yeah. listening, yeah, I mean, don't worry about
impressed.
It making a sound.
I'm just like, good girl. And my husband, we all went to go pick him up. So my husband came up later, and we can't all go in. There can't be two parents in the room anymore. It's a whole thing. So we walk up and there was a mom that was going to enter, but then she hung back and she was like, oh, you go ahead. So my daughter and I went in to get him, and we got like the rundown of his day and normal. And then I see that my husband has walked up and he's waiting on the ramp outside and he's talking to this other mom. And so, you know, we're washing hands and doing all the things. And as we're walking out, my husband looks a little downtrodden or disturbed, something. And so I'm like, maybe it's because he was outside and it was raining and I was taking my sweet time. I don't know. So we get in the car. Yes. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he goes, well, I was just talking to that mom, and she was, we were talking about our kids. Apparently she has a girl who's 6 and a boy who's 3.5 too. And I go, oh, that's cool. He goes, yeah. Then she asked me if I wouldn't mind telling her what the situation is with Charlie. See how you both like put your head back like that, where I'm like, what do you mean the situation? What do you mean the situation? And so that, of course, so my husband was like, he's 3, if that's what you're thinking. He's not 7 in preschool. And he's sleep delayed, you know? And so, but then yeah. I think my husband and I both were really, because we're so sensitive about it. And I'm like, first of all, why the fuck does she feel like she needs to ask what my son's situation is? I wouldn't go to her like, what's up with your son? He seems
what's with his like, face?
Yeah, what's his situation?
Stupid.
Why is he eating boogers?
Yeah, why? Yeah. What's he doing? What's his deal?
That's rude. First of all, it's rude. Second of all, it's none of your business.
None of your fucking business.
And third of all, it's rude. None of your business. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you know, and as the listeners know who've heard me, I am anytime anything comes about my kids, like, I will cut you, bitch. I'm like, let's email the teacher. I'm going to find out who that bitch is. I'm going to fuck. Like, I'm so immediately angry.
Sad. Yeah.
And I know that like that isn't a great response, but I also realize through meditation and therapy that like
pardon me, I didn't know we were with an enlightened individual.
I'm sorry, here I am now. I have all the answers. So apparently, like, and I when I get embarrassed or I get hurt, especially embarrassed, my immediate response is anger, like rage, because something about me being embarrassed, it triggers something where I'm very angry about it. And I'm working on it.
The red curtain comes down behind your eyes.
Absolutely. And so immediately I felt like,
what's that, Marianne?
Woosah. That's what I do when I get like that mama bear instinct to want to rip someone's head off for being ratchet.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, I was so, and so my husband was really disturbed because my instinct is to be like, what do you mean situation? Like I would like to think that if it were me, I would have been like, what are you talking about? What's his situation? But my husband knew it's because he can't speak as clearly as the other kids. And he's like 3 feet taller than them. So he knew what she was asking. Why is he much older than the other kids? Is he much older and why can't he talk? Is there something, what we felt, is there something wrong with him? We felt like she was asking, what's wrong with your son?
What's wrong with him? Right.
What's his situation? And so my husband.
Which is why it's a fucked up thing to ask. It's your son. What's the problem with him?
Then
tell me a stranger.
Tell me. We've never met. I don't know your name. You don't know. And then she said, my husband immediately said, well, he's speech delayed. He's 3. And she goes, oh, he's very friendly. And I don't know why hearing that made me. I'm like, but. Of course he's friendly, you stupid bitch. Like, I was like, so, I don't know. I don't know her. But
he's 3. I'm like, most 3-year-olds are friendly, you son of a sugar of a Honda. But, you know, I would say something different
now. And I'm like, so I really, like, and so I really was full of rage. And if I do see her today, I'm going to word her up. But I'm serious. I hope she doesn't come in the same time as I do because I don't give a shit. I don't need any more friends.
Okay. First of all, I'm right there with you. Just put me on the phone.
I will.
Okay. So I got your back. You know what I mean? I should be saying woo-stah. I'm going to say woo-stah, but then I'm going to say some stuff.
Yes. And so I'm like, okay, first of all, why am I so angry? Because we know our kid. He's a delight. He's hilarious. He's so bright. He's so funny and sweet and kind and aware. And we know him. Just because he's speech delayed doesn't affect who he is. And it doesn't mean anything about how he's developing. He has this, and we've had him analyzed. We've had him, you know, we've had a million doctors and therapists and whoever, you know, really evaluate him. And every single time they're like, look, he's speech delayed. It's actually pretty common. And we're like, great.
Yeah.
But so to have that, and you
know, you're two out of my three kids were speech delayed.
Yeah, it's so normal.
And it's super normal with boys.
Super normal with boys. That's what we learned too. And it's
extra normal with boys who aren't firstborns.
So. Oh, yeah. Because all we do is go, what do you need? Okay, great. We'll do it for you. Right, yeah. Exactly. He didn't have to work for it.
And he has a sister who can translate for him and tell him what to do and provide all of the words. Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a year off from society, how we all did. Yeah. He wasn't in school. And it was just us. And
was kind of a big deal.
That was a huge fucking deal. So I feel very protective of him, obviously.
Yeah.
He's my little love. But I realize I feel like sometimes I feel like it's a comment on our parenting somehow.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
He's behind in this way because of something you did. So I'm taking it personally.
Right.
And I'm realizing none of it has anything to do with me or him.
Right.
It's them. Maybe she sees something in her son that is concerning her or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it was interesting for me to really, because, you know, I cried about it last, and I kind of want to cry about it now, but I won't. I'm going to hold it together. God damn it. But I feel like I'm teetering on the edge, but, you know, I guess the thing that really disturbed me is that a stranger thinks that it's any of their fucking business. And also it's appropriate ever to ask that.
Yeah.
It's none of you. How, in what world do you live in? That's what you do. And so I really had to evaluate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a white woman?
Mm-hmm. She might even be called a Karen.
So this white woman thought she was entitled.
Yeah. She thought that she could just ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. At the cookout, we would have been like, oh, yeah. Just just by the dialogue, if we're writing a script and you, like, insert action, a Karen comes in.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you just go ahead and put Karen dialogue.
Karen dialogue. Yes.
Oh, Amy, that would really upset me, too. And I totally hear you about feeling like... I mean, even if other people, you know, I have a kid who has congenital heart defects, and no matter what, I always feel a sort of an existential guilt about, like, there must have been something I did to cause this. It's my fault, you know, and even if no one even ever says that,
you can't help or implies but feel that.
I feel that. So if for someone to come out and be like, what's the situation?
Yeah, it was really because, you know, Nick and I are concerned about our children anyway, but we're like, what if he doesn't get this solved by kindergarten? Our kid's going to be mean to him. And the fact that, like, we're worrying about that, and the kids, by the way, he's a gajillion friends. All the kids are his friends. So it's not like that's an issue, but the fact that parents, I'm like, bitch, worry about yourself. How about that? Worry about yourself.
I just wonder, like, what did she think was going to
happen? I don't know.
How did she see this? How did she game this out?
I don't know.
In her, was she just trying to be friendly and she's just really bad at it?
She's really, well, Nick thinks that she just might be really awkward and which is possible, in which case, like, sorry, but I'm still not your friend. But you asked an inappropriate question, so I don't like you.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I try to
give the benefit of the doubt to other parents as much as possible, because I always am hoping they'll give it to me, because I know I can be endlessly inappropriate and awkward situations and
you're
with
not.
New people. But like, I can't muster a thought as to why she would have
me neither
done that or said that. That's real fucked.
That's fucked. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, thank you.
Y'all are preaching, because it made me think of my son, like, and him having like extreme eczema, and I'm like, I definitely run back. Speaking of breastfeeding, I like, he's 14, Betsy, Amy, he's 14, and I go, it must have been my breast milk.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Right,
I say, oh, I was mourning my mom back in that time period. He was born a year after 2007.
Oh.
And so I'm like, oh, it must have been like I was depressed. Oh, it must have been all of that stuff. Oh, that's why he's now got eczema.
Right.
I literally do that. Do that. What is wrong with me?
Nothing.
What is wrong with me that I'm putting all that onto myself? Like, he's the one struggling with allergies.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Like, here's something I have not spoken about on the show. My 9-year-old recently got a diagnosis of Tourette's. Tourette's, it's not that surprising. My husband and I both, when we were kids, had compulsive tics of all kinds. He's ADHD. I've got some OCD type stuff. We both have depression. Like, we're not, we've got neurological issues. And yet I was like, it's because I, whatever, because he rolled off the bed that one time and I didn't catch him. It's because I, he hit his head on that thing that one time and I didn't take him to the ER. It's because that one time when I was pregnant, I did XYZ. Yeah.
Whoa, we'll always blow. Whoops.
XYZ. And what I'm saying is I did ecstasy. Oh, I can't think of a Y or a Z drug.
I'm like,
oh, wait, Marion, stop dancing.
I know, I'm
She's
so
like,
bad.
Yes.
That's how you know who I was in college. I was like, I was that one that, like, what? 2X plus B equals, when should I show up for the final?
Dear listener, Marianne just did an amazing dance. It was like a sexy grind, addressed towards her teacher. She just wanted to know when the final was.
Listen, I was over 18. That's all I gotta say, y'all. And anthropology is not easy, okay, for everybody.
Oh. Wait, what? No. Did you study anthropology?
No, I did not. Y'all, I'm saying I was a communications major taking an anthropology class struggling.
You got to do what you got to do to make your way in the world, Marion.
I was like, this is a moment.
And so that's why I took all that ecstasy during my pregnancy, resulting in my son's Tourette's.
Yeah.
I didn't do drugs when I was pregnant.
But yeah, there's that tendency to blame yourself. And I think it's, I mean, no matter what, you take on that responsibility because they are from our bodies. And they are so precious, and we know them so well, and we know everything about this person, and we are proud of who they are. And you know what? I don't give a shit if something is up. I don't care. He's the fucking coolest kid I've ever known. And so, again, if there is something up, mind your own goddamn business. It's none of your concern. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain, what's the word, etiquette things in the world that have fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
Don't ask a woman when she's due. Unless she is crowning in front of you, you don't fucking talk about her pregnancy. Period.
No.
You don't ask people when they're gonna have kids.
No.
You're not gonna... You don't fucking ask nosy questions that are none of your fucking business.
I've got a 14-month-old. I breastfed until I was 2. Don't say, oh, are they a little too big to be?
Wait, what?
Girl, ladies.
Are they a little too big? Who's saying what about who?
You mean the kids? My friend is still breastfeeding her daughter.
Too big to breastfeed?
Who's 2.5. And
that's
she,
the thing that we're doing.
Yeah. Now. You know, I think it's pretty amazing. And pretty, I wish that I could have, by 10 and a half months with my daughter, she slapped my tit out of her mouth and she was like, we're done. And then, my son, Chip, at 8 months, they were both like, we're done now. And if I could have gone longer, I would have. I mean, I think it's such a gift. What a wonderful gift. And the fact that I know a lot of mothers who are breastfeeding when the kids are toddlers and they feel shame about it. And I hate that because you're doing such a wonderful thing and it's such a gift. So,
and it's hard to do.
It's so hard.
And it's hard on your body.
It's so hard. Yeah.
And I know so many moms who struggled so hard to do it and couldn't make it happen. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, you're fucked if you do, you're fucked if you don't. Isn't that the same?
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, I remember meeting a kid once at a birthday party who we thought was 6 years old. I saw the other end of this, which is we thought this kid was like 6 years old and we didn't understand what his situation was.
Oh.
but it turned out he was 3. But he was the size of a 6-year-old, but he had the personality, of course, of a 3-year-old.
Right.
And it wasn't until later someone's like, oh no, that kid's 3. He's just real big. And we're like, holy shit, that is a thing that can happen? Yeah, we just did.
Yeah. It's crazy because you look at him and he's giant and you're like, I honestly like, I wondered if people thought, I'm like, maybe she thought he was a foreign exchange baby that we are taking in, that he has an accent. I swear, I'm like, what does she think? He's from Norway. And
oh, man.
Is that a situation? Is he Norwegian? Like Norwegian, Norwegian.
Right, exactly.
Like Norway, Norwegian.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Marianne, I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to hash out your story. Please tell us.
Okay.
What has broken you? I imagine you've got a multitudes, you know, of things.
There's so many of them. And I was like trying to figure out if I wanted to tell the story of when, you know, we're gonna keep it PG-13.
Okay.
Like, which one is it? I was like, okay, so
I mean, we've already seen your boobs.
That's true. Look, Kyle, you know what? Let me just keep it real.
I mean, we're past PG-13 is all I'm saying.
Y'all haven't even reached... Okay, what I'm saying is like, prepare... Do you guys have more than one bathroom in your homes? If you do...
We do.
Yeah.
Good job. that was not... I'm serious, y'all. This is me setting up what's about to be... Good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, good job for making maybe possibly on my part poor financial decisions leading me to live beyond my means, but okay.
We live in a very cute, we live in a really great place. I'm grateful for it, but we've got one bathroom. And
oh, boy.
I have a teenager, 14-year-old. So when he's in the bathroom, I don't know, and I said, listen, your daddy's talked to you about what you do with the sock. Your my partner's talked to you about what you do with the sock. What you do in the bathroom, What I'm saying is that he spends like an hour in the bathroom, and I don't know what is going on in there, and I'm okay with it because the electricity bill isn't high and the water bill isn't high. So hallelujah. However, the only problem happens is right at 6:45 a.m., you know, my body does what it needs to. It's singing hallelujah and praises, and it needs to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Y'all.
How many How many bedrooms are in this one bathroom?
We have a two-bedroom. It's a large, spacious apartment.
Cool.
There's enough spaces for everyone to turn their heads and woosah. But
you and your...
Sorry, Mama.
You and your partner are in one bedroom.
Yes.
Who is in the second bedroom? What's the situation?
It's all his. It's his teenage domain.
Okay. It's his. So the baby is in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And because then if or when the bonus child comes, well, I mean, that I'm assuming
they share the bedroom because they're
in Boston most of the time, right? Exactly. Oh my God, I love hand right down your shirt. Yeah, baby's gonna baby.
Yeah, she's like, she cluster feeds. She's like, I don't know how y'all did it, but like, you know, I had one that drank on both sides and then they were done. But she literally takes one whole boob, she goes and plays, and then comes back for the second part.
It was so cute. I did that too. She just like arm down the shirt. I forgot that I missed all this stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Dave the dog is here.
Oh, hello.
Hello. He's so old.
Okay, so he has his own room.
Space, yeah.
Yeah. To me, I feel like that should solve it. Now, I'm not a teenage boy, so I don't know.
Neither am I. That's why I'm like, I don't know, and I don't want to ask because I'm like, I think everyone deserves to navigate their space, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Especially if you're not hurting anyone, right?
Yeah. And you don't want to be shamed, and you don't want to feel embarrassed.
However, at 6:40, between 5:30 a.m. and 7 a.m., let me just keep it real, my body needs to do stuff.
Yeah.
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 That's just how my body works. You know, everybody's body works differently, but that's how.
Your body, you wake up, and your body's like, evacuate the dance floor. Oh, oh. I've had some coffee. My body's ready for more.
That was, I was the only one not moving, and I felt like I was missing out. You too. I'm like, I want to get into it.
We can repeat it.
Yeah.
Yo. And the problem.
Next time I go number two, I'm just going to sing that loudly to myself.
And here's the part where and somehow it's my fault. I somehow happen to have mom guilt about it because I'm like, he's a really great kid. So there's my problem. I'm like, he's such a great kid. I don't need to have a heart-to-heart with him. Why, I might explode if I don't use the bathroom right now.
Right.
Like, that's the conversation in my head.
Sure.
Versus saying, get your ass out. Get out of the bathroom. I gotta go. Like, why couldn't I just say that? This is me. This is literally me. Excuse me, Seth. Hi. How are you doing there? Yeah. That's me! Why? I'm so problematic!
I mean, on the other hand, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't realize.
Yeah.
Is he just, you know, when you're 14, is he just like grooming a lot?
I'm thinking, I'm like,
and also, he's a man in training, right? I don't know about you all, but we've talked about this on the show before. Men in the morning like to spend about an hour in the bathroom doing their thing. You know? Who knows?
You know? I mean, and I get it. I was like, there's clearly stuff going on because he talks to me about hair porosity and all this stuff. I'm like, what? I didn't ask my mother this at 14. I was just, what?
hair porosity?
Porosity? I don't even know if I'm saying the term correctly.
What is this?
Porosity, like how porous it is?
Yes. Yes.
I do this when I say, I don't know why.
Yes. Amy, you know. Yeah. I didn't know that hair term at 14.
Wait, oh. What is it? What is this word and what is it referring to?
Listen, so Black people have different, like, we have different, you know, culture. We've been put into different classes of hair. We've 3C, 4C, A, B, C, D, E, C, D, 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 C. For, like,
I am,
you know.
I'm fascinated by that.
Me too. Yes. Girl. Apparently, I'm at the low, you know, us dark skin girls always at the lowest end. It's cool. I'm 4C, baby, all day, every day. 4C. The point
what
of what I'm
4C mean? It means you have
it means like it's really, really coily, curly, curly.
Okay.
So super, super thick, right? So my son knows all of this. He's like, I think I'm a mom, I'm a 4A and this and this. Like he knows all that. I'm like, how? Why?
Why?
Sweet. Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot going on in the bathroom is what I'm saying. But like, instead of me like being very direct,
yeah,
I'm like taking my sweet time and I'm just like, hey, you know, I check in like, I just want to know like from a 1 to a 10, are you almost done? Do you think?
Right. Right.
By the way, listener, her daughter's fine. She's just making lots of sound.
She's
as walking. They do.
She's squawking yeah. at us.
She's like, you all look like you're talking. Let me join in.
Let me talk too.
So, inevitably, like my final go around, I was just like, listen, mommy really needs to poo.
Yeah.
And that's as far as I go. Like, the only time I ever get mad at him is if he, like, lies. Or, like, if it has to be, like, one of those teachable moments where it's like, this is what right is from wrong. Like, that's when you see, like, my bare face where I'm like, I need you to sit down for a second and we need to have this moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, usually it's like, mommy's got to take a poo. Like, it's like, I think I'm at a fucking spa or something when I'm raising my kids. Like, they need to fucking know that they, like, life is going to be difficult and you're not going to always have a spa mom.
A spa mom.
Yeah. I'm like, listen to your heart breathe. Like, I'm always singing, like, Pocahontas to her and shit. I'm like, have you ever? Like, she's got so
Marianne,
much good stuff.
Do you? Maybe you both experience this as like as comedians, as women who are naturally maybe a little bit more loud and inappropriate and sort of cutting straight to the point.
I think it's honest. Yeah.
Yeah, honesty. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
I feel like as a person in my true self, I feel like I am very honest and open and crass and inappropriate. With my kids, I try to pull those punches so hard. And I feel like that's kind of what you're talking about, Marianne, of just like, BB, can I just need to use the bathroom. But what you really want to be is like, hey, fuckwad. Get out of the can.
Yeah.
I
yes!
got a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes! But somehow you're like, well, that wouldn't be right.
Yeah. Like, we
I mean,
know.
I guess it wouldn't. I don't know.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that's breaking you. That would break me too.
Y'all haven't finished hearing the final break.
Oh. Please go on.
Go
this is
on.
Why this is past PG-13 and so gross, and I apologize to
I'm
your
so
ears.
Excited.
Yeah, me too.
I had to go poo-poo in the kitchen on the floor.
Oh my God.
I am so sorry that happened.
That was quite literally the last thing I ever considered. I thought you were going to be like, I walked in on my son and he was having a mom and it was just
what I thought it was too. Oh, Marion, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I literally saw God because I was like, what? I didn't know I could go this low. This is happening right now.
Okay, so tell me everything. What receptacle did you use? Was your partner home? What did the baby do? Everything.
Okay. Baby was sleeping in crib. Hallelujah.
Great.
Teenager was stuck in the bathroom, not saying a word.
Knew that you had to use the bathroom.
Knew. Partner was jogging. Jogging. Okay.
Thank
because
God.
Because that's what he does at 6:45 a.m. He was jogging.
So he was just shitting on some random neighbor's lawn.
Jogging. That's probably so accurate.
Large dog keeps... Every morning, I never am up early enough to catch them. And what was your, I'm so sorry if this is too much. Maybe this is a rude, okay. I apologize. Talking about people asking rude questions, but I am desperate to know what receptacle you use. As a woman who shit into a Target bag in their minivan, I need to know.
Okay.
Cool. So when did you do that?
Oh, man. And also,
I've talked about it on the show before. I took my kid to a birthday party at a playground park, and there was no bathroom. And by the end of it, I went into my minivan and I shit into a bag.
Sure.
Thankfully, Target makes a nice bag.
They do make nice bags.
It is a sturdy bag. That's true.
It's a sturdy, nice, thick plastic.
Hence, fast.
Ooh. Oh my God.
So you're in your kitchen. You have so many things you could shit into. What did you shit into?
Okay. I was like, oh my God, I can't do pots because I love to cook and I would never cook again. I would be so disrespected.
No matter how clean it was, you'd be like, never.
So I took our Bounty, the pieces of paper, and I got like 6 layers of it, put it down, proceeded to like release Vasana Shavasana.
Oh, wow.
All those wonderful things. And then what I did was I quickly wrapped it and I put it in a Superior trash bag, which is also thick. Big ups to Superior. that's a Latin grocery store. Thank you for creating really strong bags. Yes. So I put it in and I put it. And unfortunately, because of the science background in me, I knew exactly what was happening. I was like, oh my God, my poop is doing a lot right now. It's losing its damn mind because what it needs right now is either oxygen or H2O, but it's trapped in this bag. So what it's doing right now is dancing. So like the poop is literally moving because it's filled with nothing but, bacteria. And so all the bacteria is like dancing and I'm like, oh my God, this is such a wonderful teachable moment for my teenager, except he's in the fucking bathroom right now and I can't teach him any fucking science because I just did something that was so bad. I pooped.
Seth, come in here and look at my shit.
It's milk. It's dancing, sweetie. It's dancing.
It's dancing.
It's bacteria. It needed oxygen. Come look at mummy's waste.
My poo-poo is doing
stuff. That is wild.
Whoa.
I was so... That day, I just felt so alone.
Oh, honey.
Oh, thank God no one walked in on it, though.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
That would have been so much worse.
God, like, it's already. I can't even shit at a Starbucks. Like, I would probably just die. I would just probably die. I would have sepsis and I would pass away. I hope I never go to prison because I will fucking die.
Oh, no.
Marianne, when I had to shit in the back of my minivan, I just remember being like, is this happening? Is this actually what is happening right now? Like, I was in such denial. And I was like, am I an animal? I am a human being. This is not how this is supposed to go down.
I said there's a reason why I should be able to articulate and speak. The good Lord gave me voice. I should be able to use the voice to articulate the words that need to happen in order for this moment to not happen.
Yes, right.
I am an adult.
I'm a grown woman who pays for this rent. House.
So you didn't say to your son, like, Seth, I had to shit in a bag, okay? You need to
Did you tell him? Up. I wish I had said it exactly like that, Annie, but this is what I said. Yes. I am so overwhelmed right now.
Oh.
I just poo-pooed in a bag.
You're an angel. You are so
I should have traumatized his ass because I was traumatized.
Exactly. Because that will speed him up if you're next time you're like, hey, hi. Yeah. Remember when I shit in a bag? Unless you want a part two, I'm gonna need for you to
hurry the fuck up. What?
Oh my god!
It's like I didn't learn my lesson from the airplane. He knew there was a bad situation.
Wait, what airplane? What airplane?
Yeah. Oh, the 15-second drop. You know when the airplane drops? Yes.
Right.
And all the grown white people were freaking the fuck out, including the white man in the suit. He was like, "Oh, that's not right. There's a man in a suit, and he is crying, and you are lying because you're like, it's okay,
it's fine.
It's
fine.
It's okay."
Yeah.
And learn my lesson. God was like, nah, you gonna have to repeat the experience until you learn your lesson.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
So God is telling you, be honest about your situation or we shall continue to shit in the middle of the kitchen and be in traumatic
situations.
Airplane moments.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
This baby
is
so cute. Oh my god. Marianne, thank you for sharing that harrowing tale. I hope you'll come back again and tell us more, because I am just fascinated with you got a 14-year-old and a 14-month-old, and this is so many seasons of life happening all at once.
All at once. Yeah. That's why I said menopause. It feels like.
So many phases, yeah.
I'm hot all the time.
Sure.
Oh, me too.
This is shit. I'm cleaning off of her hands. Because she.
Oh, no.
She just dug in her diaper. Y'all.
Oh, no, baby.
I'm telling you. I feel like God is Marianne, at a certain point, you just gonna have to comedian your kids. You gotta tell them.
Comedian your kids. Well, here, let's bring it home here. Marianne, where can people find you online? What can they watch? How can they find your work? All that stuff. Tell us about the Black Women in Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Aw, you're so kind. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your platform and your space with me. Y'all can follow me on IG at Marian Yusufu, or go to my website, marianyusufu.com. The Black Women in Comedy Festival is so fabulous. Because just, you know, you get to get a group full of Black women to just share their experiences. And as we know, as moms, we're not monolithic. And so say she with the Black women in comedy. We're not monoliths. And so it's just so rare and so wonderful to be able to give a platform to women who oftentimes aren't heard in all of our facets.
Yes. Know? Oh, that's so cool. Oh, yeah. God, I want to go to that. I want to go and, to that festival.
Yeah, I assume, are you doing it this year maybe online, or when is the next one?
This year online. I don't know if the podcast will be out by then, but like if it is 15th through the 16th of October.
Cool.
So it's coming up. It'll be online, bwicf.com. And then, on Sunday we'll do like a kind of day of service and we'll clean up the beach in Long Beach just to like, you know, recalibrate back to what we're doing here as humans, you know?
And can people watch shows and stuff online then?
Absolutely. Cool. Go to bwicf.com and y'all can find out and celebrate with us.
Get tickets and all that?
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Everyone check that out.
That's so cool.
Hopefully this will be out. I wonder if this is going to come out like the day after that. So maybe we'll just tell people.
Sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
And did you say you have a podcast as well?
It's a seasonal podcast off every like Black History Month. We have a Black History Musical Bites. And so that comes every season during the season of Black History Month in February.
Black History Musical Bites. And what is it? What do you do?
Oh, man. I'm so obsessed with. I'm obsessed with history in general and women in history, but then it's fun.
I like that you are gesturing toward
books.
I don't know what, a cabinet.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. My cabinet has books.
Black history is contained in this cabinet.
In this cabinet, right. Yeah. And so I just, you know, open up books from folks like Zora Neale Hurston, Frederick Douglass, everyone, all of them come in through my house in my head, and then I invite guests on to talk about their favorite portions of anything Black history, and we basically do like a musical rap or song at the end after like our conversations about the unique thing about that we want to talk about.
Cool.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, the first season we talked about Alexandre Dumas, the guy who did the Three Musketeers. Mm-hmm. You don't know too much about his history, and so that's always fun to talk about. We kind of break down a little bit of MLK and like his problematic side, and it's just fun. It's fun. You can find it on our website.
Love it.
And say the name of your podcast one more time.
Black History Musical Bites.
Fantastic. And you can find Amy Albert at Amy Albert Cobb on Instagram. Amy, is there anything else you want to tell everyone about?
Nope.
Great.
I'm done.
Oh boy. Well, Marianne, you are doing a great job.
Yes, you are. Also,
you're amazing.
You are a delight.
You're a Thank fucking you. Delight.
Yes.
And
y'all are a delight. Thank you.
Gorgeous human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. You were Thank here you. And you had to sign out. And when you left, Amy Albert was like, she is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I feel like you.
You're need so to know that. Pretty. I don't mean to be weird, but I'm like, God, she's really
No,
pretty.
I made it weird. You didn't make it weird. That was okay. Something you said in confidence to me.
I felt like,
Marianne, yeah, you're killing it on gorgeous. All fronts. Except for maybe shitting in bathrooms. Maybe we'll try it harder
we'll
at
work
that
on
later.
We'll
but
work
I'm
on
kidding. I'm fucking with you. Okay. You're doing a great job at that. Look, you're giving your son the space he apparently needs.
Yeah.
Amy, you are doing a great job.
Thank you, honey.
I love you, lady.
I love you too, baby.
Thank you.
I think you're both doing incredible jobs every day. So You just thanks. Know that this thanks. Lady supports you, okay? The two listen. Of you.
Oh, thank anytime you need oh, me on a phone call, Amy, just, you know, just call.
Oh, don't worry. I will. Might come this afternoon at 5:30.
If you like Why Mommy Drinks and you want to support the show, please go to Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, and leave us a glowing review. Check out our sponsors and the Why Mommy Drinks Patreon. Follow and like Why Mommy Drinks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Join our Facebook group. Also, I want to hear what broke you, so email me your shit shows or leave a message on our hotline.
Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Copy with your shit show. 424-279-8842.
And all of this information is in the written description of this episode. Dear friend at home, if you find yourself inexplicably yelling, "Woosah!" I never found out what it meant. I don't know. Or you are finding that you are not a spa mom. Or if you're simply threatening your child to be called Hitler. Be so glad I never named you Hitler. My God. Just know that you are doing a great job. Yeah.
My mommy drinks.
Imagine a podcast. Now imagine a musical. Now imagine the two of them made 1 million babies. Well, you don't have to imagine it because it's real and it has a name. 1 million musicals. Each month, we bring you a brand new original podcast musical featuring talent from across Broadway, films, and TV. You'll hear tales of spooky ghosts, Wild West shootouts, adventures on the high seas, and much, much more. 1 million musicals. Only a few hundred thousand to go.
A Campfire Media Podcast.
Campfire.